Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I can't wait. Boy, that's a beautiful place. You know, they're opening up. This is the first time they've ever done it. They have this new outdoor cocktail bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're opening that up at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Friday morning.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Right on the beach.
Yep. I'll be there.
What do you think, Brad? You think you might want to stop in?
Wobble into that. I'm going to have a real go this Friday morning.
Attaboy. I like to hear that.
I haven't drank the last 5 years in a row at this, but this time I'm going to have
a
few.
Wait, what do you mean you haven't drank for the last 5 years?
I have personally watched you.
What do you drink the night before?
Yeah,
That's kind of like my Keith Richards story.
Five years, meaning on Memorial Day morning.
That's right. I'm trying to be professional.
I haven't been at all in 5 years, I was going
to
say.
When Scott nods his head at me a certain stage of the morning, I'm going straight to the bar.
Yeah.
I release him from his duties.
Release the Kraken.
7:53, a hump day big show. You know what's weird is when there's a long holiday weekend coming up, you got to be very careful with the members of the show, because what happens is everybody rushes things. It's all, you know, by Wednesday, everybody's in that mood.
You want to get the party started.
To get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
You know, and every year people leave earlier and earlier from work. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Last night, they had the big PLJ alumni reunion, and I'm telling you what, it was quite a night. Some people that we hadn't seen in a long time, and thanks again to the incredible Tom Cuddy for putting that whole thing together. He works over at iHeartRadio.
He is wonderful. What
worked
a job he did.
Off last night.
Got so many people. It was crazy. I mean, literally 400 people, and they had to, like, shut the doors after that.
Yeah, they did.
It was emotional. How many selfies did you get taken, Scott, take with you?
Hundreds.
It was a long night. I stopped counting at about 102.
Last night, my Facebook page just blew up. I was watching my local school board election, and it was election Scott, election Scott, election Scott.
You know what's funny is somebody came up to me. Great. We had been there about an hour, and somebody came up and said, "Oh, I see Scott trying to slip out. I got to catch him." And I went, "No, he hasn't gotten past the door."
It's funny. From
he's
the time,
not going anywhere.
From the week, Jim Kerr and I closed the show.
Yeah.
And I slipped out the back of the stage after they did a group picture, and I was just reaching the door.
Right.
And a fella, large guy with a beard, goes, hey, Scott.
Step back this way.
A selfie with you. And then when somebody saw that, then it's about, you know, I was so tired because I had. I didn't have anything to drink.
Anything to eat or drink all day yesterday.
I was on my feet for the entire 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful to see people like Fred Greenspan, who'd been a salesman at PLJ for almost
29 years.
29
remember
years.
He said, "I just missed 30.
Oh, that's 30. Right. I just missed 30.
Yeah.
And our old friend Gene Maxwell, one of the engineers over there. Was there.
Jason Roy, our friend from there.
He avoided me. I don't know why.
No, it was hard to get to
he
you.
He avoided me.
Hard to get to anybody there.
And Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi started early. She was at, they had a warm-up show at one of the bars.
Dave Stewart invited you and I to that and said, "It's just going to be like a little private thing." Scott, that was the funniest story. Everybody was telling this story all night. They said they thought maybe 8 people would show up, and the entire place was packed. And they saw Scott walk in, and he went, "How you doing?" Turned around, walked out.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, "I know that's going to happen." So I said, "I'm not going to go to that."
That rumor went through the main party as well, that Scott had gone home. He was too nervous.
No, it was that was about the original, the first party that was in another place.
I went home. I did some work.
Yep.
Got dressed. Came into the city, and I stopped there before I checked in the hotel.
Right.
I really wanted to see a couple of friends of mine that flew in for it.
Right.
And they were going to be at this
4 o'clock event. Yeah.
4:30.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and all of a sudden I see about 40 people. I go like this. How you doing? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When I heard that rumor, I was like, oh, no, Scott. Where's Scott right now?
No, face down
in a hotel room corner.
Yeah, that was so funny. He was by the front door, could not move for an hour.
Saw our friend Bill Evans. Chatted with him last night.
Had a great chat.
Carol Miller looked always wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And who'd I have? Oh, I know who else. Shelley Sunstein was there.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
It's funny, too. There's a great shot that... right at the very end, I took Jim Kerr by the hand. They did, because when you see him on Broadway.
Oh, yeah, you're holding your hands up.
When I see him on Broadway, we did the big bow.
Right.
That was cool, because we were like connected morning show DJs on that station. For
give us the quote you gave. Scott made a beautiful speech. At the very end, he gave a Dr. Seuss quote.
I quoted Dr. Seuss. I said, you know, there's people crying last night that had been working over there. That station was on the air for what, 48 years.
And between you and Jim Kerr, that covered 38 years of morning shows.
So I quoted Dr. Seuss. I said, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Because it happened. Yep. Yeah,
beautiful words.
It is 7:58 at CBS FM, where we work now. Thanks to... everyone who followed us after the show yesterday, we wound up over at another radio station, 95.5 PLJ, where Patty and I once worked.
But and Brad.
And Brad went with us. Used to work there, but don't now.
Right. Now you're here.
And we did a lunch hour over there yesterday and talked to a lot of the people who we worked with over the days. And kind of sad in a way, because a lot of these people are going to be out of work over there, and we were there. What were you there? 11 years, Patty?
Yep. Good people won't be out of work for long, so they
will. You're right.
Hopefully they will. We've all lost jobs in this business. It's kind of part of the business. And you move on.
You haven't been in the business long if you haven't lost your job.
Exactly.
Is that right?
And you have no peace in your heart if you haven't lost your job. You know what it feels like.
You got to be canned once in a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the first part is you worry about it, and then you go out and you get a job.
Yeah.
As you know, today New York says goodbye to the iconic radio station, WPLJ. And as you probably know, I spent many years there, and Patty Steele also.
You spent your childhood there.
Just about. But it was yesterday we went over and said goodbye. And all day long they had guest DJs all the way back from, way back to Tony Pig and all the rock jocks, Carol Miller and Jim Kerr stopped by and all that. We did noon to one. And it was pretty amazing. Some of the calls we got, some of the memories. And a lot of people followed us right over here to CBS FM, which we are very thankful for. And had some of the same memories, but we had Nolan over with us, and some of these other people that remembered things that happened. As Christine Rosner said, one of my favorite memories when Bill Evans was doing the weather, he said, it's raining out, and Joe Nolan cuts him off and says, no, it's not. And they went back and forth because it wasn't raining. And we used to have a jingle that Bill really appreciated.
Oh, yeah, he loved that.
50-50 weather. The folks that he worked for over at Channel 7 didn't like that.
No, they were less than
mean.
Appreciative.
50-50 weather, we called it. We used to do these softball games at Yogi Berra Stadium at Montclair State.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And Bill was making the turn around first base, and he took a face plant.
Yeah.
And
no.
Angela Wilson was there. She said, somebody's got to mention the infamous face plant at the softball games.
All had a good laugh over him jamming his face in the dirt.
Well, he was okay.
Hats off to his plastic surgeon, too.
Diana Bonavita said, the last 28 years of my life flashed before my eyes. Thank you for being there. And Kathy, I remember when Joe stole the man's pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a nice day, and we wish everyone at that radio station good luck. And many of them have something lined up, and some don't yet, but they will. I mean, there's always a place for somebody good.
You're right.
I would say. And if you haven't lost a job in your life, John, you've been through that, haven't you?
So today we're looking at sunny skies and 80 degrees.
I don't know. I'm just curious, I guess. I guess that's a sore spot with him. But we love you. As far as we're concerned, you're here for the run, man. You're
could
in.
Could see some showers on Sunday.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.